Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right. How you doing, everyone? I'm Ross Salzberg, and once again, I want you all to listen up here and get a load of this. And I'm not going to do any dilly-dallying here. I'm going to get right to the point. Brooklyn Nets point guard Kyrie Irving is, no doubt about it, a great talent. Unfortunately, he's an even greater, great big pain in the ass. Quite frankly, I'd rather lose without him than win with him. So like I said, listen up, because you're really going to want to get a load of this. And when I say I'd rather lose, you might think I'm nuts, folks. God bless. You won't be the first person to think that. But I'm dead serious when I say I'd rather lose without him than win with him on my team. I don't like using this term, but I'm telling you, this guy is a cancer, a flat-out cancer. He is nothing but, as I said, a pain in the ass, a killer of team chemistry, camaraderie. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is not a good talent. This is a super-duper talent, one of the very best in the league, okay? But there have been problems before. Now, why am I getting all about this? If you haven't heard, Kyrie Irving to date refuses to be vaccinated. Okay? So because he refuses to be vaccinated, now here's a guy who I don't know what he's making, $35 million, whatever. He has a chance to lose because he's not vaccinated. He can't play in the Nets home building, the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, because of the city mandate that you have to be vaccinated. So he's not vaccinated. Therefore, up until now, he couldn't even practice with the team at their facility. Now there seems to be a gray area that he might be able to practice, which I think is a load of bullshit anyway. He might be able to practice at the team's facility in Brooklyn because it's considered an office and not a gym, which is one of the buildings in the mandate. I don't know how that works. The point being, unless he gets vaccinated, he's not going to be able to play any home games. So half the season is on the road, and the other half is in Brooklyn, and then there'll be other cities, I guess in California. My point being, is this any way to run a team? Is this any freaking way to run a team? You know that old expression? There's no I in team. Kyrie doesn't comprehend that. You know, and it's such a disruption and a distraction. And, you know, he could say, well, I don't mean to be that. Of course you mean to be that, because you're a selfish pain in the ass. He could say all the bullshit he wants. You think Kevin Durant, who, you know, him and James Harden, two superstars, superstar players. I mean, they have a superstar triumvirate there. In Irving, KD, and James Harden. Kevin Durant. And he's screwing it up. And don't give me, anybody who wants to give me this crap about, well, let's talk about his principles and his character. You could stick his principles and his character straight up his keister. Okay? He talks about how he's interested in humanity and other causes. God bless. That's fine. But you know what? Nobody would give a shit what you had to say Nobody would care what you had to say. Nobody would give a plug nickel for what you had to say if you weren't a basketball player. So your platform and your mandate and all that shit starts with basketball. I've said this for years. You've heard me say it on previous podcasts. The one thing, the difference with some of the players from the past to now, and I'm talking about the great ones. I'm talking about Michael Jordan. I'm talking about Charles Barkley. I'm talking Magic Johnson. All of them. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But I mentioned Magic and Michael and Sir Charles for a reason. Those three made a fortune, just a boatload of money, you know, from marketing and promotions and spokesmen and Shaquille O'Neal the same way, fortunes of money, and continued to do so. But here was the difference with those guys. They all knew it all started with basketball. They all knew that they were basketball players first. Don't give me this holier than thou, I'm doing it on principle. And then people conflate it. Well, you know, I mean, Kyrie is a man of principle. He does things. I don't care what he does for humanity. God bless him. I'll pat him on the back. But you're a basketball player. You're part of a team. Act like a freaking part of a team. You're supposed to be a leader. Look, he started his career in Cleveland. He ended up having to leave. Why did he have to leave? Because he didn't like sharing a stage with the greatest player in the world. Okay, LeBron James. Didn't like that. Then he went to Boston. They thought they hit the jackpot. Instead, they went to the shithouse. He was a 2-year pain in the ass. Now he's with the Nets. And let me tell you, the reason he's with the Nets, anybody can tell me whatever the hell they want. The reason he was with the Nets, because the Nets wanted to make damn sure they got the best player in the world today in Kevin Durant. And part of it was Durant wanted Irving. So that's what they got. Kevin Durant, how do you think he feels when everybody's got to come to him all the time and ask him the question? And you can't blame him. People want to know what Kevin Durant thinks. They want to know what James Harden thinks. It's a distraction. It's a distraction for the players. It's a distraction for the organization. It's a distraction for head coach Steve Nash, for GM Sean Marks. It's a distraction for everybody. It's a freaking distraction for the National Basketball Association. You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar came out with a remark, and I'm just paraphrasing something. You know, like, if God forbid you get sick, you have a heart attack, you're in an accident, or your kid's hurt, you're not asking, well, I want to, is this tested? Is it? No, you want you and your family taken care of pronto, immediately. I went this morning at 7 o'clock to get my third booster shot. My third. You know why? Because I cover the New York football Giants. I have to be tested, a rapid test, every Wednesday morning. I have to be rapid tested every Wednesday morning in order for me to cover the team. That's what I have to do. I don't have to do it, but then I won't cover the team. It's as simple as that. Do I feel there a gun is being held to my head? No, I think it's protection for everybody. It's protection for players, for staff, for me, for everybody. And you know why I got my third shot today? Because I have 3 little grandsons, 3, 5, and 6. okay? They'll be 4, 6, and 7 within a few months. I want to protect them. And I hear these comments. Well, you know, little kids don't get it. They don't get it bad. And if they got it, they don't. Well, you know what? I don't want any one of my 3 grandsons to be the first ones to get it and get really sick. So I want to be careful. My wife wants to be careful. It's common sense. Common sense. You know, I hear, what's her name? I just drew an, I'm having a brain lock. The NBA's union head, Michelle Roberts. You know, when she gets asked about Kyrie, because obviously the union has to protect all its players. So that would be doing their job. And, you know, listen, Kyrie Irving stands to lose like someplace between $300,000 and $400,000 a game that he doesn't play. Yeah, that kind of schkarol, that kind of guilt, that kind of dinero, that kind of moolah, rubles, whatever you want to call it. It's a lot of scratch. But she says, I'm quoting Michelle Roberts. Our numbers are 95-96% vaccinated. That well beats the national average. What you need to do is ask what we can do to get the rest of the country to do what our players are doing. Do me a favor, Michelle Roberts. Stop talking to us like we're idiots, okay? Because I'm going to tell you something. You want to talk about leadership and having things to say? In particular, because we're talking about the black community here. He is an example for the black community. People listen to what he says. They scratch their heads over what he says. So Kyrie Irving is a distraction for any and everybody, on the court, off the court. He's a pain in the ass. I don't want to hear about his humanity. And then people could say to me, well, Russ, give him credit. Give him credit. He's got to lose all this money. You know what, folks? When you get so much money, unfortunately, a lot of people forget what got them there and what the value of it is. It's nice to be in a position. I wish to hell I was in a position for not showing up for work and being able to lose $300,000, $400,000 every time I was supposed to do a show because I didn't show up for work. How's that? I wish to God I was in that position. This asshole takes it for granted. Don't tell me, oh, how wonderful a human being and for the community. I know he bought George Floyd's family a home. Oh, okay. I'm not conflating the two. George Floyd should not have died, okay? But George Floyd was no good guy. No good guy. His arrest record shows he was not a good guy. But Kyrie, you know, Kyrie, he's this wonderful guy. Hey, Kyrie, you could spend a lot of money helping other people who are more deserving than George Floyd was and his family. Stop this. We're talking about a freaking basketball player. It's a distraction to me. There's so many things I could talk about today. I could talk about football. I could talk about the Major League Baseball playoffs, postseason. And the more this shit piles up, the more it aggravates me. I mean, Kyrie could play his first preseason game tonight, I believe, in Philadelphia. We'll see what happens. this being a Monday morning. But it just, it boggles my mind, and it boggles my mind that people listen to this shit. You know, I watched an interview, I don't know, it was a month or so. I don't remember exactly when. It was on HBO. Bob Costas was interviewing Charles Barkley. And Charles Barkley didn't pull any punches. He basically said any athlete who doesn't get, you know, get a shot is an asshole. He said, you're making, in particular the NBA, guys making $30, $40 million a year. I don't care if it's $4 million a year. I don't care if it's $400,000 a year. That's a lot more than the average Joe on the street. And Barkley brought out the point, people lost their lives during the pandemic, lost their jobs, their livelihoods during the pandemic. They'll never be able to get back what they lost. And you don't want to take the vaccine. And I'm not going to get into left, right, political, because this whole thing has become a political basketball, if you will. Call it a basketball, football, whatever the hell it is. Common sense says, take care of yourself, take care of your family, get vaccinated. Kyrie Irving wants to put an end to this. Get vaccinated. But no, Kyrie Irving, he likes, don't you buy any other, don't buy any of that bullshit that he does not like this. He loves this. He loves being a boil on the NBA's keister. Well, you know what? I say when you got a boil on your ass, you need it lanced. Get the hell out, Kyrie Irving. Brooklyn Nets, I would love for you to win a championship, but I don't want you to win it with this guy. As far as I'm concerned, he's a flat-out bum. He's a team killer. Kills camaraderie, kills chemistry. And what do you want Kevin Durant to say? You want Kevin Durant to say, well, my friend and teammate's just a ball buster, a pain in the ass. He's disrupting the team. What do you think James Harden's going to say? They're not going to say anything, because you know what? That's just going to create more of the ugliness of what it is. And what it is ugly. It's a damn shame. I'm telling, you might think I'm nuts, folks, but I really, you know, I wouldn't want to win with this guy on my team. I'd rather lose without him. And know that I gave everybody, the team gave its best effort. No distraction. You know, Charles Barkley brought something up. He says, you know, when you sign these contracts and they're paying you $30, $40 million a year, you have responsibilities as an NBA player. This is Barkley who brought it up. To speak to the media, to talk, to not be a pain in the ass. You know, he's always been this. When Kobe Bryant, let Kobe rest in peace. When Kobe Bryant died, a lot of people felt terrible. I felt terrible. A lot of players felt terrible. But Kyrie walked away. He walked out of the arena and couldn't play that night and just left. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I felt bad. But you know what? Do your job. Do your job. Man up. Be a man. Show some balls. Don't be a pain in the ass. Show some common sense. Show some real character. Put others before you put yourself. See, that's the biggest fallacy here, as if he's worried about others. No, he's worried about making himself look like some savior, some god. I'll close with what I said. Kyrie Irving is no doubt a great, great, great talent. Unfortunately, he's a much greater pain in the ass. And that, my friends, is a wrap on today's get a load of this. Now I like to be able to get a load of you. Let me know your thoughts on today's podcast. You can do it on Twitter at Russ Salzberg. You can do it on Facebook. You can always check out my website at russsalzberg.com. And now, of course, I got to thank my home here at Bleav.com because, as you know, hey, folks, Bleav's the number one podcast network for professionals. But above all, I got to thank you, the people out there, because without you, the good people out there, I'd have nobody in here to be talking to. So until next time, it is I, Russ Salzberg, saying to all of you, bye-bye, so long, and farewell. Have yourselves a great week. And get vaccinated.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.